there's, I mean, they're both passing teams, but they know about it in different fashions.
Yeah, I believe so. I think throughout the normal looks offenses give us, they do a lot more screening, you know, than the Packers probably will. Packers did a lot of wide receiver screens, so I think they're just two different teams, but similar passing ways. Yeah, yeah. But I think, you know, since the Packers had a little bit of good going with that, you know, straight offense, putting 18 back there at running back, I think we'll probably see something similar to that. I mean, Calvin's a great athlete. I mean, you know, any guy coming in doing the things that he's doing, you know, you have to be aware of it. You have to prepare well, and I'm sure those guys in the secondary do a great job at that.
With your interception on Sunday, how much of that was athleticism and how much of that was preparation? I mean, how much did you know what was coming?
It was just me being a football player. I think all those things came into effect, and, you know, I was just, you know, able to do what I did, you know, within the scheme of the defense and make a play for the team. You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm a defensive player, so not too many balls get thrown my way. But, you know, whenever they do, I try to catch them. And, you know, we work at that every single day. And it's working for us, and we just want to keep it going.
Did you ever play offense?
Yeah, I played running back, you know, growing up in high school and, you know, decided defense was better.
Yeah, so you have good hands then.
Yeah.
why did you decide
defense? I don't know. I guess I fell in love with it, and, you know, I started getting a lot of attention with playing linebacker, you know, and really, you know, just tried to dissect it and see how I could become one of the best. And, you know, it's a lot of hard work, you know, and a lot of film watching and a lot of dedication, and that's, you know, just what it's all in.
Did they ever have an offense in college at all?
No. Yes.
Toward the end of training camp, Vic Fangio said that you were – probably the most improved defensive player just based on your full understanding of the defense. I mean, do you feel that way, that it's that, you know, as good as you were last year, mentally, mostly you're even improved this year?
You know, one of the things of, you know, being successful in this game, you have to know what everyone else around you is doing, you know, and I try to just ask questions, you know, figure out, you know, what it is that, you know, we're vulnerable at, you know, in the defense, and just, you know, just learn everything about it, you know, so that, you know, I can play as fast as I can.
Is Patrick the godfather of
the Twins? Yes, he is. You know, Patrick's just a great guy, you know, on and off the field. And as far as, you know, on the field, you know, the things that we have to do, you know, to do our job, you know, but off the field, you know, he's a great guy. He gives me advice, you know, with things other than football and, you know, a great friend. So why wouldn't I, you know, want a great example like Patrick to be the godfather of my children?
Are you a better player than
Patrick? Am I a better player? I'm going to leave that to you guys. I mean, you know, me and Patrick put in, you know, a lot of work to go out there and play together, you know, and so that's pretty much what it comes down to, just me and Patrick doing the job that, you know, the coaches need us to do.
How often do coaches have stress turnovers in practice?
You know, they stress it extremely. I mean, we work on it every single day, you know, and we have this thing called Takeaway Thursdays, whereas, you know, we try to just, you know, get as many turnovers as we can and see where we end up and go into the game with that type of mindset. Just be ball hawking, you know, try to get the balls out, you know, when guys are vulnerable, trying to break a tackle, things like that. I mean, those are the things that go on in the game, and if we practice it, you know, it will show up in the game.
Do you know how many
guys have played? Man, we've came up with probably eight or nine in a three-hour practice, just, you know, just everyone just running to the ball. And coaches do a great job with setting up the drills to just get our mindset, you know, focused on that as playing when we're playing defense.
Is the offense involved with that too, or are they consciously that's what you guys are going for on that day?
I don't know. I mean, we're not too much involved. We really just approach practice as if we're playing defense. You know, it's our job to stop the team, and we go out there trying to make as little mistakes as we possibly can.
In that approach, the mission is still to tackle, right? But you also want to try to get the ball out too. How does that work technique-wise? You know, how's your thought process go?
I mean, of course, we're not going to tackle our own guys, you know, but we're going to, you know, make sure we're there and in great football position and just making a play on the ball.
Oh, is that Thursday, is that a new thing this year? We're curious to do that last year as well.
Yeah, it's been around. You know, I mean, the coaches brought it to us, and it sounds like a great idea and gets us, you know, prepared for the next opponent. I can't really remember. The coaches just, you know, brought it into us one day, and we all just ran with it.
Do you think those 8 or 9 that you guys forced, was that a recent Thursday?
Say it again.
8 or 9 turnovers that you forced, was that a recent Thursday, or is that a regular deal?
I don't know. I mean, we do it so much, you know, it's just become a habit for us.
Is there like a sack Wednesday?
I don't know.
Who keeps the score up front?
Who keeps the score?
We all do. I mean, we all see them out there. So
you said you got to get in great football position first. Elaborate on that. What is great football position?
You know, just having your head up. Make sure you're seeing what you hit. You know, and make the best tackle. You know, a lot of guys try to go for the big hit all the time. And, you know, it's not all about that. You know, as long as you make the tackle and get the guy down, you live to play another down. So that's pretty much a great football position. They put it in there. They run it. They run it a good amount. I mean, you know, they do what they do. You know, I don't know the statistics or anything about their running game, but you know, if they feel that they can run, then they'll try to do it. I'm sure.